Hey guys, okay, this is take three. I'm actually really sorry, guys. It has not gone according to plan tonight. You can see my graphics, my very much watered down graphics for tonight. First issue that we had when we recorded last week, we tried to put it on selfie mode, the phone, and everything was back to front. So we actually just had to record ourselves blind through the regular camera side. This week I thought I'll put it on selfie mode. I know that it's going to make a mirror image of everything. So I spent like half an hour figuring out a way to get like mirror images of basically everything that I wanted to show you. And basically when I look in this, it, to me, it looks like it's the right way around. But what I've realized, thanks to a few people letting me know, is that it's not a mirror image when it goes through. Okay, so that is something that we're learning. So once again, cheers for staying with us. So with the tripod, I'm on my own tonight. I'm going to get through the two games tonight. We're going to talk about them from a betting perspective. I want to interact with you guys as much as I can. And we're going to talk about last week, and I'm going to own up and face up and face the music for our tips last week. I already kind of went through the Titans-Broncos game. For me, look, I'm not a conspiracy theory believer. I am a Broncos fan. I think it's a fact that the NRL loves having the Broncos in the finals. They get the best TV ratings when they put those Broncos on a Friday night. Even last week, someone's telling me it's upside down. I'm not sure whether or not I believe that. Honestly, I've had a pretty long day, and... You know, to all the haters out there, I just say thanks for watching. Anyone is welcome to watch. And I give even less fucks than I get, and that's zero. So we're going to get through this. As I said, I'm with the Tripod Tips Forum. You can add us on Facebook. You can join the group. It's free to join. So that's Tripod, T-R-Y-P-O-D. But anyway, we're going to talk about the games. Let's start with last week. So as we say, we took 10.5 with the Titans. They lose by 16 points in the end. A lot of decisions go against them. For me, the worst one is missing the call on James Roberts, which leads to a Broncos try, which obviously massively affects the final result and affects the point spread. I believe Brisbane was the better side, but I believe that it would have been a lot closer if it wasn't for those calls. We move on to Sharkies versus Raiders. Funnily enough, of all of our four tips, this was the one we probably felt the worst about at halftime. The Sharkies, you know, got blitzed in that first 20 minutes. The Raiders just looked like they were going to roll them. It looked like it'd be a case of Raiders by how many. When we made the pick of Sharks plus 4.5, we didn't actually know that Paul Gallen was going to be out either. So we find out he's out. The line moved to 6.5. We still felt at 6.5, you should take the Sharkies. After 7 minutes, Wade Graham, who's probably the best forward in that Sharkies side, is concussed. He's out of the game. They lose, you know, they concede two early tries. That breakaway try from Jordan Rapana, which is an absolute ball breaker. They showed unbelievable resilience to hang in that game, hang tough. They defended their line like you wouldn't believe. I mean, this Raiders team is deadly. They offload the ball. They've got, you know, great athletes in the back line. The Sharkies kept them out. You just felt that the Sharkies stayed composed and really went there with a purpose. The Hodgson injury was massive, because I felt like the Raiders lost direction, and there was a moment in the second half where the Raiders made a break. Croker got tackled with the ball by five different blokes. They all fell off him. He played the ball. They had about a three-man overlap to the left and to the right, and Kurt Baptiste went himself and got tackled with the ball. And, you know, I think the Raiders could have won that game if they'd scored a try there. But honestly, taking the Sharkies plus the points to get the outright win, that got us back on track. On Saturday night, taking the Cows plus 2.5. Again, you just have a really close game. We felt that those teams are pretty evenly matched. If anything, we went into the game saying the Cows were the slightly better team. You come out of that game and you do kind of think they were the best two defenses in the comp, and only one score in it in the end. And, you know, we lose that one, but you are happy taking plus points anytime it's a close game. And yeah, someone's saying nice handwriting. As I said, apologies again. I did have like really nice printed up graphics, and I've stitched myself up and basically overthought it, and they're mirror images, and they were no good for you blokes, so this is going to have to do. And the Doggies, yeah, I want to say sorry about taking the Doggies. They've absolutely fucked us over just week after week after week. There's something very wrong with that team. For me, Michael Leacher is just a waste of space. I think they've got a really quality forward pack. You know, they've got blokes that get picked for Origin, blokes like Josh Jackson and Clemmer, and, you know, international forwards like Graham. Maybe that's just disguised the fact that Leacher is not even a first grade level player. Josh Reynolds got injured in the first half, as did Josh Morris. Actually, I think it might have been Brett who who got injured as well. Brett got injured playing fullback. So, you know, we can make excuses. Josh Morris scored a try, which would have cut the score to 4 points in the second half. The refs don't even send it upstairs. I feel like we got given no favours by the refs in that one. But at the end of the day, Penrith with a better team. We said ourselves, we've been saying, people that follow the podcast know that we've been saying the Panthers are a top four level side since the beginning of the year. And people have laughed at us when we said that. But I think they've kind of proven us right. We've kind of been vindicated by the fact that the Panthers are through to the finals. I'm trying to read a few of your questions as well. But yeah, let me guys know what you guys think about the games this week as well. And I'm not only going to talk about the two games, I'm going to talk about who I think wins the comp and who makes the final as well. So let's go through to Friday Night Footy. Again, sorry about the graphics. But hopefully you can read that. So we got a grand final rematch. And, you know, these teams have produced some absolute belters. I was there at Suncorp earlier this year where the Broncos got the upper hand in Golden Point. But then we all remember the grand final coming down to, you know, Hunt dropping the pill and JT's field goal after he missed that sideline conversion. Probably the best grand final that I can remember. That was insane. They were the best two teams in the comp last year. This year, obviously not going to meet in the grand final. Still two teams that play at a high level. For me, the Cowboys are the better team and they're playing at home. And when the Cowboys play at 1300 Smiles, I feel like they always have to be favoured by six. We can remember this corresponding game a year ago where the... Someone's saying Bronx is spelt wrong. I just called them Bronx rather than Broncos. But anyway, this game last year was Cowboys hosting the Sharkies, and the Cows put about a 40 spot on them. And I'm not expecting that kind of game this week, but the Cows can so easily run away with games. Now, having said that, the total is very low, and what we do see in these finals games is we always see totals that are kind of below 40, and that's why we tend to love to take the under in close games when we have two teams that we think are pretty evenly matched and are both a high-level side. But it is just a very low total. For me, I'm not going to bet the total yet until I find out about weather. If it's perfect conditions, you do still have a lot of, you know, quality attacking players in this game. And after the Cows have just played against the Storm, who are probably the best defense in the comp, you don't necessarily want to think that the Cows can't score 20 points in this game. But ultimately, I think I want to take Brisbane. Now, I know that James Roberts is out. I think it was absolute stupidity what he did kicking Simpkins. So he's going to have a week out. I still think this Broncos team has enough. I think the forward pack, it has a lot of experience. I think you've got Milf, you've got Hunt. It's a close game. 6.5 is just too many points. I think if the line is 6 or under 6, I can't play Brisbane. But at 6.5, I think we're taking the points with the Broncos. Not sure what you guys think. Read a few of the comments. Some people think the Broncos get up. Other people are tipping the Cows. So someone asked, what do the numbers mean? So I'll go through it. I know that not everyone's up to speed with all the betting terminology. So this is the handicap. This is the line. So basically, rather than anyone can just pick the favorite to win, but every single game is going to have a point spread or, you know, a handicap. And basically what we do is we take this number and we take this away from the final score. So if you bet on the Cowboys -6.5, it's basically to double your money, or bet $11 to win 10. You're going to need the Cowboys to win by more than 6.5 points, which is basically Cows by 7 or more. If you take the Broncos +6.5, that's going to be any Broncos loss between 1 and 6 and any Broncos win, okay? And that's, you know, the great equalizer, really, that with the handicap. And that's supposed to split the results 50-50 and give both sides about a 50-50 chance. But as I said on the previous recording, which we had some glitches in, we've been able to win it over 60%. So you certainly can't win them all, but we have done really well. We picked the Cows to win the comp last year and rode them all the way last year. This year, I'll tell you who we're picking to win the comp after the next game. So I do like the Broncos taking the points in that one. I think it should be a close game. And there's definitely a few people commenting that actually do think the Broncos can win outright. For me, if it was my decision, as I said, the odds were $2.80 to win outright. I would definitely prefer to take that +6.5. I think, you know, And if it's a close game, you just feel so much more confident with plus 6.5. If the scores are within two, you know the sides are going to take the two. If it's a tied game, they're going to start to look for field goals, I reckon, from 15 minutes out. The issue you've got is that your team is not even trying to win by seven or more. They're literally, if the Cowboys get up by 1-6, they'll just try and close that game out. So definitely prefer to take that handicap and take the points. Whereas if you wanted to bet on the Cowboys, I'd be more inclined to maybe just bet them at $1.50 just to get the win, because I think we could all see this game being close and JT, you know, JT conversion or a JT field goal being the difference. So that's a little bit conservative, but we find that does make money, is to take, if you like the favorite, you take them straight up. If you like the underdog, you maybe lean towards taking the points. Okay, this is a pretty interesting game we got here, Saturday night. So this one's down in GIO Stadium, down in Canberra, and we saw what an epic atmosphere it was down there. Surely they're not going to lose twice in front of their home fans. It's an interesting line for me. It's 1.5, so it's, you know, nearly what we call pick 'em, which basically just means $1.90 to pick the winner. We can see that the Raiders are slight favourites at $1.84, but that is basically saying it's a 50-50 proposition. Now, we typically say that home field advantage is worth between 2 and 3 points in the points spread. So basically what the bookmakers are telling us is that the Panthers are the better side. This Panthers team has started to roll. They've won about 6 on the trot. But to me, I haven't really seen that, you know, ultra impressive win yet. I think last week they ran away with it, but I think the Doggies were pretty poor. I think that when they beat Brisbane by 20 points at Suncorp a few weeks ago, it was pretty impressive, but the Broncos were undermanned that night, and I don't think the Broncos were playing good footy at all at the time. Everyone's ready to anoint Cleary as the next immortal. I'm yet to see the Panthers really come from behind, and I'm yet to see them really close out a close game. I know they hung on for dear life against the Titans a few weeks ago, but for me, that's when your halves will really prove themselves. I think any set of halves is going to look quality when the forwards are rolling, and you know, it's just so much talent on this Panthers team, and the outside backs, and they love offloading the ball, and they're very dangerous, and when they get ahead of steam, the halves look good. But it's a little bit like the Broncos earlier in the year. Everyone thought that Hunt and Milford should just about be the Queensland halves, and then the forward pack stopped going forward and the halves don't look so good. And that's the way I kind of think about this game here. I think the Raiders forward pack has the edge over the Panthers, and the Panthers have lost a couple of forwards through the year. And you've got blokes like Cartwright, Tyrone Peachy, Sam McKendry, who's injured, but those other blokes that have had to move into the back line to cover back line injuries, and that does weaken the forward pack to an extent. Bryce Cartwright's not a 5'8", and you know, it's going to come out and catch them at some point. Speaking of the 5'8 position, we have Blake Austin back. That's a massive boost for the Raiders. I thought Sam Williams, who is a good backup, I thought he really was a little bit underwhelming against the Sharkies and didn't take the game by the scruff of the neck. Some people love Aiden Caesar. For me, I'm yet to see him really play at an elite level, and I'm yet to see him have a big game. I mean, Aiden Caesar's never really played rep footy. He's never really made the finals before, and so he's yet to win a finals game. So I guess I want him to show me something, but with Blake Austin back, I do feel like he's got that big game X factor, and I just love the Raiders' outside backs. I love that. Just love BJ. I think most of us do just absolutely love BJ, and that BJ connection with Jordan Rapana on the left edge is just absolutely, absolutely ripper. On the right edge, sorry. But Croker and Lee on the left is also an epic combination. And of course, Jack Whiten is not suspended for the finals, and he's a really solid fullback as well. So I've just got to roll with the Raiders here. I feel like we're getting the better team at home. It's their time. I think if everything goes right for the Panthers, they've certainly got the class that can win the game. But I think this one's a 60% proposition where the Raiders are going to get the job done. And that's going to lead me to basically the premiership odds, I think. Going to say, sorry, yeah, you can see like what I was trying to do. I had like all sweet graphics for you guys. And to me, that looks perfect. But to you, that's mirror image, so sorry about that. We live and learn. Maybe next week, if anyone's willing to tune in, we can get it better. Sean Bishop, shout out to Sean. He says everyone loves BJ. In fact, a few blokes are keen, so we're all on the same page for that. All right, so we'll look at the premiership odds. No doubt the Storm were rightful favourites. You know, that team definitely wanted to have a rest. Their key players, you know, played in Origin this year and never sat out after Origin. So that team, you know, that Bellamy is just going to have them firing on all cylinders when they do host that game down at Amy Park in 2 weeks' time. But it's too short. You know, I'm not here to pick the most obvious outcomes. As you saw last week, we picked all four underdogs catching the points. I'm here to look for value. It's not enough value for the Storm that's still going to have to win two games. You know, yes, there'll be favourites in both, but they're going to be close games. This is the closest competition on earth, and we find value by going against the grain a little bit. The Sharkies, you know what? A few weeks ago, I would have said that they can't win the comp, but honestly, the way that they played down in Canberra, they showed the toughness that they could win the comp. It's been a long time. It's been a long time, man. Oh, it's been a long time, man, since they last won. 49 years, I think, with no premiership. It's like leaving the porch light on for Harold Holt, some say. But this could be the year. It depends on Gallen's back, and it depends on Wade Graham, although I would assume that his concussion should be sweet with 2 weeks off. Shout out to Jake Evans. Cheers, mate. Troy's asking about the total. Oh, I forgot to really speak about the total in the Panthers-Raiders game. I'm not touching that one. My reasoning is, yes, it's low. It's a finals game, and we know those teams love to throw the ball around, but in a finals game, you're not going to feel that smart when it does get really tight, and we saw, like, Sharkies love to throw it around, and so do the Raiders, and the total on that one was 30 points. So no play on the total in the previous game. Sharkies can win the comp, and you know what? I don't actually mind that $4.50 value. I actually have a feeling the Sharkies will beat whoever comes out of that Brisbane versus North Queensland battle, because I think that the winner of that game is just going to be so beat up and so fatigued, and it could be a revenge for the Sharkies against the Cows. We'll look at that one next week. So for the same reason, I can't take the Cows or the Bronx, you know, at those odds when they have to win three times, and it's still single-digit odds. Although I think the Cowboys maybe are the best team in the comp, just having to go the long way around again as they did last year, it just could be a little bit too much for JT this time around, but certainly wouldn't put it past them winning. This is my pick. I'm taking the Raiders. I've just explained that I do think the Raiders win the comp. Oh, I do think they win the game on Saturday night down in Canberra. I think they're just going to be amped. So then the question is, when they go to Melbourne, what kind of odds are they going to be? What kind of chance are they going to be? Had a look at some look-ahead lines. We're predicting odds of around $2.50 for the Raiders, about a plus six when they go down to play the Storm. If we multiply it through, it's basically, you know, about a 1 in 5 or $5 odds that the Raiders make the final. And if we're getting 11 on them to win the comp, I think if the Raiders can win this weekend and they can beat the Storm, the Raiders would be probably a 50% chance to win the grand final. I'm seeing slight value there. The Raiders are that one team that I think when they click and when they are playing at their best, actually nobody can stop them, because I think, you know, they have lapses and stuff, but when they're on their A game, which you have to be in the finals, and you've got to assume a team is playing at their best, I actually think this Raiders team, those back line, I just think it's their time. I think Sticky Ricky's got them raring to go, and I wouldn't take the Panthers at $12. If you like the Panthers, you'll probably get better odds just betting on them each round. Put your money on. If you want to put, you know, $50 on them this week and then put the winnings into the game against Melbourne, then put the winnings into the game in the grand final, you'll get better odds on the Panthers. I mean, I bet the Panthers at 31-1 to win the comp at the start of the year, and I'm hanging on to that ticket. But I do believe the Raiders get up this week. You blokes, happy to tell me what you guys reckon, who's going to win the comp. But in terms of value, I can't go past the Raiders at $11. Okay, and that's a summary of basically my best bets, lads. So I am going to take the Broncos plus 6.5. I think they're up for this game. I think they're slightly... don't have as much talent as the Cows, especially with James Roberts out, but I think they've got enough. I really do believe they can win that game, and they don't need to win the game. We're taking 6.5. They just need to be within a score, and I really do see a defensive battle there. I think Brisbane have got their defense that's similar to that level that got them to the grand final last year. It was a crazy game against the Titans, the most points in any finals game in the wet, and a very open game. But I'm not expecting anything like that this week. I think it's going to be an arm wrestle. We're going to take the points with the Broncos. In the second game, as I said, the Raiders to win this one. Now, Look, we're going to take the Raiders at $1.85 to win the game rather than taking -1.5. I mean, the total is under 40, so we're expecting a lowish scoring game, and it definitely could be a close game. And I tell you, there's nothing worse than that feeling of betting on a team -1.5 and the score's tied, and then you realize all they're trying to do is kick a field goal, and you know they're not even trying to cover that line for you. So sacrifice that, you know, 7 cents and take the straight up win at $1.85, and you'll thank me later. That's about all I've got time for, guys. I'm happy to answer a few questions. Cheers, everyone who's hung in there. Honestly, everyone's been really nice tonight. Last week, I got compared to a skinny Greg Inglis, which I didn't mind. Other people said I look a bit like a dark Mitchell Pearce. Someone said I was the 25-year-old virgin, which I'll take that because I wish I was 25. And I think someone else said I should be commentating on the camel racing, not the NRL. But maybe we'll save camel tips for next week. So join our group, lads. It's Tripod Tips Forum. If you can read my appalling writing that I had to scratch up really quickly. I'll say again, sorry. I had like sweet graphics planned. I worked really hard on them. And it took me half an hour to try and make it a mirror image, and it absolutely was fucked. But anyway, we will live and we will learn. So Tripod Tips Forum, Tripod with a Y. We've also got a website. We give out free picks. Everything we do is completely free, guys, and completely interactive. So the website's called www.tripodbetting.com. We are on iTunes. Just search Tripod with a Y into iTunes, and you'll find the audio that I've just recorded now. Let me see if I can read some of these questions. Okay, that's a really good question. How will the Raiders cope without Hodgson? I wanted to speak about that. I believe they did lose their way. Freddie Mercury. That's pretty good. I think we all know how Freddie died. Rest in peace, Freddie. So how will the Raiders go without Hodgson? Look, to me, it's not actually, when you think about the points spread, it's not so much losing a player as it is, you've got to ask yourself the question, what is his value above the replacement? And actually, Kurt Baptiste is probably one of the better backup hookers in the comp. So I think he's ready for this. And I think in some games, it's been Kurt Baptiste who's come on off the bench and actually given them a lift. No doubt that Hodgson's has been awesome, and Hodgson actually will be one of the highest point scorers in the Dally M voting. But I think Kurt Baptiste can do a job here. I know they named Hodgson. I actually believe he's going to get scratched. I saw that injury. To me, that ankle's syndesmosis is a month-long injury. The pro athletes can probably recover in 2 weeks, but not one. How will Opacek go with the pressure? So we're hoping that he's back from injury. And yeah, that's totally a risk factor there. You've got Oates and Opacek defending together, and I think the Broncos are vulnerable. I think it depends how Corey Oates goes. He's a really kind of trick-or-treat player. If he's kind of dropping a couple of bombs, I think the Broncos are in all sorts of trouble. But actually, I think Tom Opacek had his best game of the season against the Storm when we went down there. I say we because I'm a Broncos fan, but you know, don't think any less of this pick because we went against the Broncos last week. We're going to go, we like money more than we like our team. So look, I think Opacek had his best game of the season just a couple of weeks ago. It's going to be a tough challenge for him for sure. But, you know, of all the things about that Cowboys team, I think it's the best forward pack in the comp. Obviously, JT is the best there is. But the outside backs, apart from Lachie Coote, who's a gun, aren't, you know, superstars in my mind. I really feel like they're just above average players in the outside backs for the Cows, and I think the Broncos can match them there. So, you know, yeah, definitely depends on how trick or treat Corey Oates goes on Friday night. They're certainly going to need his best game. Someone said, who am I dressed by? So that's a great question as well. I'm dressed by the Tripod. You can get a Tripod t-shirt. You can find out about links to that. We don't make money off the Tripod t-shirts. We just try and get the word out there. It's all free, everything we do, and we just enjoy having a lot of people getting involved. Can I walk today after last night? You know, it's not easy. I'll say that. Thanks for the question, Stephen Slideways. Is that your name? Nice one. Will the week off affect the Sharks' premiership chances? I think that that gives them a massive boost. I think that team needed a rest more than any other. Theo says they call him the human tripod. So, ladies, we spell our tripod with a Y, but hit up Theo. Look, lads, that should just about do us. Thanks for tuning in. This is going to be available on iTunes. As I said, it's available on our website. Appreciate everyone who tuned in. I'm sorry about all the technical difficulties. We'll get better every week. That's what we promise. Okay. Darren Lynch says, have I ever watched a game of rugby league? No, but I'm looking forward to it. I heard that it's a really good sport. Hopefully watch a game on the weekend. Hopefully get up and win a couple of bets. Cheers, guys. Have a good night.